As we came into this year, we came into this year, year of kingdom expansion, I shared some key points that I felt like the Lord spoke. Last week I talked a little bit about one of those, that this would be a year, a new cycle of new beginnings. A new cycle of new beginnings. We will enter this year with a fresh sense of grace to try and do new things. Some doors will open for the first time. Others will open again for a second chance. Divine do-overs. One of the other words that I want to just talk about for just a moment was the second one that I have. It's on the back of your bulletin there, or the handout. It says this: 2018 will be a year of breaking habits and patterns that are unhealthy, unproductive, and destructive. There will be a release of unprecedented grace for strategic assignments. And I might add, renewed disciplines to achieve victory in areas that have been a struggle or a challenge. It's important that we are able to move into this year with a sense of knowing what God has made available to us and what He's purposed to do in us and through us. It's out of these intentional times that we're able to help bring alignment, strategic alignment, to help you get your bearings for the year, so that you're not coming into the year with a sense of wonderment as if I just don't know what's going to happen. But I believe for every believer, because the Word of God says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord, that we can find a place in God that gives us a sense of purpose and direction that helps us to know that this is the way that I'm taking you in this year. I tell you again that this is a year of divine do-overs. Come on. This is a year of divine do-overs. This is a year of divine do-overs. I tell you again that this is a year where habits and patterns that just maybe worked in one season of life, but they're not working anymore. See, everything isn't connected to, like, you're doing something bad or you're doing something wrong. You just need to be doing something different. And my encouragement to all of us is, what is it now that God is saying, in order for me to accomplish my purposes in your life, this is the change I need you to make. And as you do that, my grace is there to empower you to do it. So you only need to say yes, agree with it, and begin to walk in it. I talked about four areas very briefly last week that I believe God gave me: time, health, finances, and relationships. Time, health, finances, and relationships. And my encouragement to you is, allow the Holy Spirit to show you the ones that God is identifying for you. And then give yourself to Him. The work of the Holy Spirit to bring about the Father's desired results in those areas. In this year, God's going to redeem time. He's going to redeem time. He's going to redeem the times. He's going to redeem the time. In this year, He's going to renew health. He's going to renew health. He's going to renew hell. 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 If you're on any kind of medication or prescription, diagnosis, anything from a doctor that said, you know, this is something that you're going to deal with or you have to deal with, believe that this year, 2018, is a year that your health is renewed. And that is no longer a part of your reality. How many are on any kind of medication? Let me see your hands. If you're on any kind of medication, okay, I want you to stand up right now. Because what we're going to do is we're just going to declare. We're going to speak the word and declare that this year is the year for renewed health. Don't need to know what it is. God knows what it is. He knows the source of what it is. So I want you to begin right now in your own words to thank God for your renewed health. Come on, begin to thank Him for renewed health. Come on, thank Him for renewed health. If you're on any kind of medication of any kind, thank Him for renewed health. If you've gotten a diagnosis from the doctor, something, come on, thank God right now for renewed health. Thank God for renewed health. Thank God for renewed health. Thank God for renewed health. I speak the word into the atmosphere. For He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon Him. And by His stripes, we are healed. So I want you to, even while you're standing, come on, just keep your hands lifted. I want you to make this, I want you to repeat this after me. Jesus, come on, Jesus, I thank You that You bore my sins on the cross. And all that You took to the cross included sickness and disease. And so I thank You that what's going on in my body right now doesn't belong to me. You bore it on the cross over 2,000 years ago. And so I release it to You. I pass it on to You. And I thank You that this year will be my year of renewed health. That this condition cannot stay. It will not stay. For I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Now I want you to thank the Lord for that right now. Come on, thank the Lord for that right now. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. You can be seated. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. God said this was going to be a year that He was going to release finances. A year that He's going to release finances. A year that He was going to release finances. Very soon we're going to do a teaching series on finances, on giving. I shared with the board that we would do that as we came into this first quarter to help us as a church, help us individually, but as a church. To be the best stewards that we can be over what God has given us. I choose to believe that this is a year of finances released in an abundance that's beyond your need and according to his desired purpose to work in your life and through you to achieve his purposes. Can you agree with that? Can you agree with that? I'm going to pray in this regard. I'm going to pray in two areas. How many of you would be honest enough? And this is not putting anybody on the spot. Because I'm going to pray in a couple of areas. But I believe I believe in the power of transparency and honesty. But how many of you would be honest enough to say, man, I just need more money. I'm not making what I need to make. I'm challenged right now to have things paid, and you're navigating through that. Would you stand up? Come on. This isn't putting anybody on the spot. Because the word of God says, but my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The word of God makes it clear that he meets every need and then some. And if this is the year, and I believe it is, a financial release, I believe that God wants to prove his word in your life, in mine, in ours, so that we have the testimony of every need is met, and we have the increase to respond as God leads us. You know what that area is, or you know, sometimes we put dollar amounts to it, and there's nothing wrong with that. Just recognize that the word says he's able to do exceeding abundantly above that which we could ask or think according to the power that works within us. So first of all, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Just repeat after me. Father, I thank you that you are faithful to your word. I thank you that you are faithful to me. I thank you that you have kept me and you are keeping me. Father, I ask you to forgive me for any way or the ways that I have not stewarded well your resources. I ask you to forgive me and to help me. Father, I'm asking you now to release the increase that I believe you have purposed to do in this year. Father, help me to be the best steward over what you've given me. I will be a tither. I will sow seed. I will give. And I will plant. And I believe that in this year, I will see that increase. I will see that release of funds, of money, of the resources coming to me. And as they come to me, I will steward them well. I will be a generous giver, and I will respond to your voice concerning every need that you place before me. I thank you for breaking the spirit of lack and poverty off of my life, off of my family, and out of my affairs. And I receive a spirit of abundance and increase in my life right now. I receive it, I believe it so, and I look to see it immediately. Now come on and thank the Lord right now. You can be seated. There's some of you under the sound of my voice when I heard the word the release of resources, some of it felt like personal need, but for some of you, it's about vision. It's about something God has placed in you to do, but you don't have the resources to do it. Now, there are those of you under the sound of my voice, some of you I've talked to, and you shared with me a vision and dreams and goals and plans that you have. And God said this is going to be a year that he's going to release resources for the fulfillment, the initiation of some of those businesses, some of those enterprises that he has purposed to bring to the forefront as part of his kingdom. There are those of you, God's given you a business plan. Some of you have it already written out. Some of you have been doing the business, but you just haven't had the resources. Some of you, you know what's in your heart, but you're trying to figure out how to make it through just the personal, let alone that business aspect. But those of you that God has given you that idea, he's given you that business plan, he's given you that ministry, I want you to stand right now. I know some of you because I've talked to you. I see you. Okay, now. And so we prayed this first prayer relative to the personal aspect of things in our lives. But we're going to pray now. Because here's the reality. For some of you, what God has given you, when it comes to fruition, it'll be the answer to the prayer that others have prayed and others are praying. Some of you are supposed to be employers, not just employees. You're supposed to be employers. You're supposed to have staff. Would you lift your hands? Pray this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the dream, for the vision, for the business, for the plan that you've put inside of me. And I thank you that you not only gave me that dream, that vision, that business, that plan, but you've set aside everything needed to fulfill it. And so in the year of 2018, in the year of new cycle of new beginnings, in the year of divine do-overs, I thank you right now that this will be the year that those funds will be released, that they will make their way to me. And as a result of it, that dream, that vision, that business will now come to fruition. And in this year, I purpose to take the steps that I need to take in order to see the fulfillment of it. And so I thank you right now for grace. I thank you right now for new disciplines. I thank you right now for helping me to adjust the plan, adjust the vision, adjust the dream, in order for it to be aligned with exactly what you purpose to do. I thank you for bringing the resources. I thank you for bringing the finances. I thank you for the strategic alignment. I thank you for the partnerships. And I thank you that in 2018, that dream, that vision, that business, that enterprise will be birthed. In Jesus' name, Now thank the Lord for that. Come on, thank the Lord. And I want you to, you can be seated. I want you to begin to look with expectation now. Don't let phone calls just go by or connections just go by. I'm saying you meet somebody and you feel like there's a connection. You need to follow up on that. They may not be the person. They may be the person that knows the person. They may know the person that knows the person that knows the person. You may meet somebody next week that by the end of 2018, you recognize why God put them in your life. God said in 2018, he would restore relationships. He would restore relationships. There are relationships that need to be restored. There are marriages that need to be restored. There are families that need to be restored. There are children that need to be restored to their parents. There are parents that need to be restored to their children. This is a year of God restoring relationships, bringing healing where there's been hurt. He wants all of us whole. He wants us healed. If you happen to be one who's been hurt in a relationship, struggling in a relationship, you know that there's a breach that needs to be restored. Raise your hand. I see your hand. You can put them down. I want to pray with you. I'm not going to ask you to stand on this because some of this is a little more, can be a little more personal. But here's the word of the Lord to you. Here's the word of the Lord for all of us. To the degree that you're willing to let God work in you is to the degree that he will bring restoration and healing in those areas. I know a lot of times, you know what, we say, well, I didn't do it. I didn't say it. I'm not the one who did whatever it is to cause there to be whatever. If it's not yours to own, don't own it. Now, the flip side of that is, if it is yours to own, own it. And trust that God will bring about the restoring of relationships. Because that's what he's doing in this season. Let's pray this prayer together. Father, thank you for restoring relationships. Thank you for mending hearts. Thank you for bringing healing in areas that have hurt. Thank you for helping me to own my part and submit to your process. Thank you for helping me to do my part. Father, I thank you that in this year, you will bring restoration to relationships. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Say this with me. Father, help me to forgive and help me to be open to receiving the forgiveness of others. Thank you, Jesus. It's not over. It's not over. It's not over. He's not done. It's not over. It's not over.